with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Okay, let's talk about new treatment options for hepatitis C. Let me just review where we've been and where I want to go with this. So, interestingly, between 1970 and 1989, for some reason, there seemed to have been a lot of infections with hepatitis C. If you were born between 1945, 1965, you're at particular risk for hepatitis C infection. And the CDC doesn't really have a clear-cut answer for that. We know that blood transfusions could be a part of it because we didn't really screen, blood for viruses really until the 90s for the most part, mid-80s into the 90s. So that might be one of the reasons. But overall, we're not sure, but we're seeing a lot of baby boomers simply being diagnosed with hepatitis C now. And it's one of those diseases where, for many, many years, the virus can turn on and off and you get some inflammation in your liver, and then it calms down. And so it truly is silent in some cases, unless you just happen to get a blood test during a flare-up, you may not even know that you have the virus and maybe at times have some liver issues. So it's interesting. We don't have an answer why baby boomers are at risk, why those infections happen in the 70s and 80s, but it that's the case. So you got to get tested. If you're, again, born between 1945 and 1965, the CDC and I also agree, Life Extension agrees that you should go ahead and get tested for the virus. The first thing is the antibody test. If that's negative, you're fine. If it's positive, don't freak out. That just means you had past exposure. If the antibodies are positive, your doctor will move on to actually testing for the virus called viral load. If that's negative, you're one of those people that cleared it. Up to 25% can clear the virus all by themselves. If there is a viral load, that means we may have to start talking about treatment. So what is treatment? What does it encompass here? Well, we got to deal with the virus itself, right? But we also have to protect your liver and also strengthen your immune system. So first, let's talk about the treatment options when it comes to the virus itself. I want to mention, I'm going to focus this on two new drugs because they really are game changers. I don't want this to get overly technical. So I'm going to try to just keep it as simple as I can. And I encourage you, if you do have hepatitis C, if you do test positive, you definitely want to talk to your doctor about these new drugs because they really have done, they really are game changers. In one of the drugs I'm going to talk about, they're even talking about cure with it. So that's a powerful word. The first drug is called Olicio. It's cimeprevir. It's used in combination with two other drugs. One drug that we've always used against hepatitis C is called interferon alpha, and the other one is called ribavirin. So those two drugs have been around. When you add Olicio to those two other drugs, so now you're doing a triple combination like we do with HIV, the results are quite impressive. Now, the Olicio is a hepatitis C virus protease inhibitor. Now, that simply means that it's not going to prevent the virus itself from replicating, but it prevents the virus once it begins the replication process from maturing. It blocks the maturation process of the virus, so the viruses that have been blocked from maturing they won't be able. It's kind of like they're infertile; they won't be able to go on to make new viruses. It's one capsule once daily, along with the interferon alpha and the ribavirin, and it's quite impressive, the results. There were three randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trials in patients with chronic hepatitis C, and when they added the Olicio to the interferon alpha and the ribavirin, the results were quite remarkable. People were clearing the virus during this 12-week study with very few side effects as well, which is good news. We have some pretty potent antiviral drugs out there. The problem is we can't use them, and patient compliance is so bad because there's so many side effects. Well, in this case, with this triple therapy, when we added the Olicio to the interferon and the ribavirin, well, there was a 2% reported rate of severe adverse effects versus 3% in the control group. So this triple combination did better than the control group when it comes to severe adverse effects. Common side effects were like rash, influenza-like illness, nausea, itchy skin. Those are quite common with these drugs. So there really wasn't any sort of, you know, by adding this third drug, there wasn't any sort of increase in side effects for the most part. The severe side effects, they actually did better than the control group who were on the two drugs, and people were completely clearing the viruses. So when they checked viral load, it was significantly lower. So that's really good news with Olysio, the protease inhibitor. Now, there's a second one I want to mention that I think is even more impressive. This drug is Sovaldi, S-O-V-A-L-D-I, and it's inhibitor of viral RNA synthesis. So this drug is going to affect viral replication more. So the previous drug was really about keeping viruses from maturing. This drug is really about blocking viral replication. And again, it's used in combination with the interferon, as I mentioned, the ribavirin. So none of these drugs are done by themselves. Just like with HIV, we're finding that with hepatitis C, it's better to do a triple therapy. But when you add it, the Sovaldi, to those other drugs, they are claiming in several different references, several different studies, about four different studies, that there's a cure of the viral infection in 90% of the patients. I mean, that's pretty impressive result. So, again, we're talking about adding these new drugs to the current therapy, and we're getting some really impressive results. As a matter of fact, in 2013, the FDA approved the Sovaldi in combination, as I mentioned, with the ribavirin and the interferon gamma, interferon, and with significant results. It's a 12-week treatment, just like before. The one most impressive study, remember I had mentioned that there was a cure in 90% of the patients. The study that had the best results was called the Electron Trial, which showed a viral response rate, meaning these people were knocking out the viruses in their blood at a rate of 100% in this one particular trial called Electron. So you can look that one up. So this is really impressive, and it's really good news for people with hepatitis C. So that's Sovaldi, S-O-V-A-L-D-I, and Olysio, O-L-Y-S-I-O. Definitely, if you have hepatitis C, or if you fall within that group that was born between 1945 and 1965 and you get treated, highly suggest that you talk to your doctor about these triple therapies. Very, very promising. Now, what about protecting your liver and boosting your immune system? This is also important, I think, as well. You know, there are things you can do to keep the liver cells healthy. Glutathione is an antioxidant that you probably want to supplement with. You want to do what's called a reduced glutathione supplement. That's the best form that absorbs and actually gets into the liver. This is a natural antioxidant that protects the liver cells, so it's very important that we boost glutathione levels. You can also do N-acetylcysteine, which is the precursor to glutathione, so that works as well. So you have NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and you also have reduced glutathione. You probably want to do, you know, basic liver cell support products. Milk thistle would be a good one to do. And I also like artichoke extract, which helps to kind of decompress the liver and keep the pressure down in the liver so you don't get more scarring and that development of cirrhosis down the line. As far as the immune system, lots of things have antiviral effects. Vitamin C, vitamin D, selenium, lactoferrin, garlic. Those are probably my top five favorite supplements that have antiviral effects. I would definitely be taking those to boost not just the immune system, but actually fight the virus itself as you're doing the triple therapy. So there's a lot of hope for hepatitis C now. So don't be scared to get tested if you were born between 1945 and 1965. There's a lot of hope out there. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.